Thank you for listening to this message from the pulpit of Coon Rapids Baptist Church in the suburbs of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
All right, let me invite you to turn in your Bibles with me for our final time today to Ephesians chapter 5. Oh, I don't know about you, but I am fed up. Man, that was good. And I know that many of you are probably not far from nap time normally, and so as you sit in that very comfortable chair in the nice air conditioning and your eyelids begin to get a little bit heavy, pinch yourself. Do something to stay awake, all right? I do understand how you feel. I feel a little that way my own self. And so let me encourage you as we get into the Word. This is going to be short, even for Savinsky, okay? It is. But I do that for a reason, and here's why. I would rather you be able to... I really want you to get the point of the message, okay? And I want you to walk away with it. I could maybe stand here for 30 minutes, and maybe you might remember one point or maybe part of it and say, yeah, it was good, but I don't really remember what it was about. That's not my heart's desire. And you know what? I mean, there are those of you at different ages. We have boys and girls and teens and everywhere in between. And you know what? I really want you to get it, because this is a very pertinent challenge to our hearts today. And Ephesians 5 is where we're going to find our text. Is how many of you have ever done anything stupid in your life? You ever done anything stupid? Yeah, embarrassing. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing, okay? I could stand here and take all afternoon and tell you, but I'll tell you one. How many of you have ever had a canker sore? I hate those things. I had one right here in my mouth. We were having a week of revival meetings at our church in South Bend, and it was Saturday night. Meeting started on Sunday, and I thought, I need to get rid of this stupid canker sore. So I remembered, I've got canker sore medicine in my medicine cabinet. So went to medicine cabinet. It's 11:30 at night. I got it out, got my got the little brush thing out, pulled it open, put it inside my mouth, put it back on, and then you're supposed to breathe air over it, let it dry and form a protective film over your canker sore. So, as you know, it really stings. And so our bathroom in that house was kind of long, kind of wide. So I'm walking around, and it's stinging real bad. And by the way, men don't cry, okay? Their eyes just water profusely, okay? So I wasn't crying, but my eyes might have been watering a little bit. As I'm walking around, and it's burning, I turned and looked, and I have this really bad habit. My wife will tell you, I have a really bad habit of leaving cabinet doors open. I left the medicine cabinet door open, and I looked, and I saw the canker sore medicine on the shelf, and something just kind of caught my eye, and I walked over to it, and I looked at it, and in the bottle it said, Dr. Scholl's wart remover. Which, if you don't know, it's acid. It's burning a hole in my lip, okay? You ever have that feeling of, what do? So, first thing that came to my mind, flush with water. You ever try to get your bottom lip under your bathroom sink? Like lip yoga, man. I'm like, and it's not coming off. So I grabbed the first thing I could find to get that off my lip. You know what it was? My stiff bristled toothbrush. And I'm brushing my lip and blood spattering on the mirror and down the sink. And my eyes are really watering profusely at this point. But you know that canker sore was gone in like 2 days? You say, what's the point of that? Well, the point is this. I could have avoided all that. All that. All I had to do was read the label and make sure that what I was putting on my canker sore was canker sore medicine, not wart remover. You know, if I were to describe for you the tragedies and the heartaches that I have seen and the ministries the Lord's allowed me to be a part in, from two different youth ministries, two different churches, one of a church of around 400, the other 700 people, had over 150, 160 different teens in my youth group over those years. The number of all the stories of the counselors and teenagers and married couples and senior saints that I've talked to all across the country, much of the heartache that they go through and the consequences and the suffering they're in. You know what? Not all of it, but a great portion of it. Do you know what it really is a result of? One word. Carelessness. They didn't intend to be divorced. They didn't intend to be in drugs. They didn't intend to go to jail for being immoral. They didn't intend for whatever. But because of careless choices, they end up having
horrible consequences in their lives.
I mean, teens that sat under our preaching who went to camp and went to a Christian school, some were homeschooled. So, I mean, all the wonderful opportunities in their lives in just a few short years are a total train wreck. Why? Careless choices. I want to show you the verse. The challenge I want you to walk away with today is a verse that we find in the middle of Ephesians chapter 5. That in Ephesians chapter 5 deals very specifically with our walk with Christ. Now let me just stop for a minute and say this. You cannot walk with Christ unless you first of all know Him. You must have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's impossible for you to have a relationship with God apart from His Son, Jesus Christ. However, when you receive Christ as your Savior, John 1:12 says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. You enter into a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And the Bible makes it very plain that we now have a relationship with Him, a life with Him. And he's dealing with the believer's life in Ephesians 5 and what ought to characterize our conduct and how we ought to live. And it's full of many wonderful truths and exhortations. We're going to see one. I want you to look with me at verse 15. And this will be our text for today. The Bible says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now, what we're going to do, there's not going to be 3 points to the message today. We're just simply going to kind of tear this verse apart, and we're going to understand what it means to live carefully, not carelessly for Christ. Because that's the challenge. Live carefully, not carelessly for Christ. So look with me, please, at the first two words. He says this, see then. Has two ideas to it. It's the idea of, in light of all the truth that's been given previously, not just the previous two verses, but the previous truth of the chapter. But the overriding meaning of it is pay careful attention to this. He's saying, so look, you need to really pay attention to what I'm about to say. Okay? So you could say, pay attention or be careful to observe to do something. So it says, see then that ye. Who is that speaking to? Well, when you're reading your Bible, here's a little thing to help you out. Not all the time, but many times in the Bible. When the Bible says ye, it means me. It's just talking to you. This is for, if you're a boy or a girl and you know Christ as your Savior, this is for you. If you're a pre-teenager, if you're a teenager, if you're middle age, you're a young adult, you're a senior citizen, doesn't matter who you are. If you know Christ, this is for you. It says, see then that ye. By the way, isn't it interesting how we can see how all the mistakes other people are making and how they're living. But so many times we don't see our own weaknesses. He says, look, pay attention to you, how you are living your life. And look at what he says. See then that ye, next word is walk. Now that's not talking about how you put one foot in front of the other. The word walk, literally translated there, means live. And it's a very broad word, which means literally everything you do while living. You know what that means? Everything about your life. I mean, from your friends that you have, to what you think about, to what you watch on TV, to what you listen to on the radio, the kind of DVDs that go into your DVD player, the songs that are on your playlist of your iPod, doesn't matter what it is. How you interact with your people at work, how you treat people on your sports teams, how you do in school, what you do with your spare time, what you do with your money, what your motives are, what your life philosophy is, what your goals and dreams are, how you interact with your wife or your husband or your children or your parents or friends. It's literally everything you do while living. That's what walking is. Don't miss this either. I want you to follow me for a moment. If I were to go to get a drink out in the back, what would I do to get there? I would walk there, correct? And I would take... If I were to... Now follow me. If I were to go, and there's a door right there, if I go and start walking that way, will I ever get back there? No. Thinking of walking is this. It is a series of steps that takes me in a specific what? Direction. Think of your life, everything in it, all of your choices. Every choice I make is a step that is taking my life in a specific direction. And it's either taking me towards God or what? Away. So in other words, every step matters. Look, quit compartmentalizing your life as a person and saying, I can do, I'll go to church on Sunday, I'm going to read my Bible, but this is my music. This is my TV. This is my dress. This is my friend. This is my whatever. I can make lots of right decisions, but these ones are for me. This is for my life. No, you can't. He says, everything counts because all of this is taking your life in a specific spiritual direction. So he says, see then that ye, that you walk or live. And by the way, you cannot exclude anything from your life. Look at the next word. Circumspectly. That's where we get the word careful. This is a word that we don't... When was the last time you heard this in a conversation?
As we had the snow on the road this winter, I got in my car and I said to myself, I'm going to drive circumspectly today. You better treat me circumspectly today, buddy, because I'm in a bad mood.
We don't use the word circumspectly, do we? You know what it means with? It means carefulness or caution. How many of you, I grew up in the country, so I love the country. How many of you have ever walked through a cow pasture? Raise your hand. You know what it means to walk circumspectly, don't you? Because if you don't watch where you're going, you're going to step in something stinky, right? Right? You know what the point is? If you're not intent, look at me. Here's the reality. It's not that people are intending to drift away from God or go away. That's not, they're not saying, I am going to live my life in rebellion and disobedience. The problem there is they're not being intentionally obedient or purposefully obedient. That's the problem. Because when you, have you ever seen somebody, you say, oh, they're just meandering aimlessly. They're just wandering around. You can't do that spiritually as a Christian. Because when you do that, it always takes you away from God. And that's why he says, live circumspectly, live carefully. See then that you walk every in your life with circumspectness, carefulness, caution. Here's the end of the verse. Look what it says this here. He said, he does two phrases. We're going to do this as phrase. There's a negative and a positive, not as fools, and then the positive, but as wise. Now, look this way. Not as fools, the word fools means someone who acts without thinking. Like, you know, you've done something really dumb when you were a kid or a teenager, and your mom and dad asked you something, said, hey, what were you thinking when you said that or when you did that? You know, and the answer is, the teenager looked at you with an honest eyes, honest heart, and said, I don't know. Because they weren't thinking. A fool is someone who lives their life without... Here's the idea. Is two things. Is they don't think about the existence of God and His authority and directive in their life. He says, you're not supposed to live as someone who doesn't know God and who doesn't understand Him and who never puts God into the equation of their life and how they're supposed to live. The Bible says if the fool has said in his heart there is no God, which means I don't believe he exists, or number two, I'm not denying he exists, but what I am denying is that he has any authority in my life. He says, don't live like that. Don't live like a fool, someone who lives their life without thinking about God and his word. But in contrast to that, that's that little word again, if you're here this morning, the adversative particle, in contrast to living like a fool, he says, now no, but as wise. What is wisdom? What does Proverbs say? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. Wisdom is simply this. It is taking what I know to be true about my God and the truth from His Word and putting it into practical everyday obedience. And what I know about God and the truth I know from His Word affects how I live. It affects my walk. So that I'm doing it with carefulness and caution. Not carelessly. Here's my question to you today. Have you been living carefully or carelessly for Christ? Have you in your Christian life, are there things in your life, areas in your life, in which you are not being intentionally and purposefully disobedient and seeking to honor Christ? Are you wandering around spiritually? Or can you say, no, I am seeking by God's grace. I'm trying to be careful to pay very special attention that me, not worry about everybody else, but in my relationship with the Lord, I am seeking to walk everything in my life. By the way, can you say that? Quit asking what's wrong with things in life and start asking, Lord, can I say that what I'm doing I know is unquestionably pleasing to you? Lord, in my walk, I want to walk circumspectly with carefulness and caution, not as a fool, but as wise. Are you living carelessly or are you living carefully for Jesus Christ.
Visit us at 11164 Hanson Boulevard or online at coonrapidsbaptist.org.